that comes up in the Shulchan Aruch is the bracha of Ritzei, the central bracha that is recited in every Shemoneh Esrei. And there's actually a surprising way that that is introduced. The title of the siman, every siman in Shulchan Aruch has an introductory line, Sheroi Loma Ritzei B'chol Tefila, that it is appropriate to say Ritzei in every Shemoneh Esrei. That's a surprise. You need to tell me that I thought that it's in the Siddur, right? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that, believe it or not, there were some kihilos that left out that line of Ritzei that we know from the beginning of that middle bracha that follows Shema Kolenu. They would start with the words of Isha Yisrael Usfila Sam that comes right after that introductory term. So why should that be so? Why would we even think to leave out the words Ritzei? Why did some people, in fact, do that? So maybe after a couple minutes of just delving into the bracha over here, we'll have a better understanding. Some say, on a very simple level, when do we usually, what do we think of Ritzei as it's a signal for the Kohanim to come up to Duchen, right? Have to make sure you wash your hands and come back into Shul and start approaching the Duchen when the word Ritzei is said. So at least, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's more practical. But Shachris, there's Duchening. There's no Duchening at Mincha. So they would leave out that line of Ritzei. At Mincha, I'm sorry, Shachris, they would say Ritzei. Mincha, they would not say Ritzei. Why? Because there's no Duchening. Still, there's a consistent Mabeah HaBracha. We have a text, a formula. It's always the same. Why would they leave out Ritzei? Interesting. So we also have a special additions when there is Duchening. We add the words Vesei Arev L'Farecha, Sir Yosei Ka'olo Ka'korban. It's a little bit of a question. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, right, we're used to adding that on the Shalosh Regalim when we have Duchening. In Eretz Yisrael, they Duchen every day, but they leave out Vesei Arev. That's a question that we don't fully understand the answer to, but let's focus on what the Mishnah Berurah continues. The Mishnah Berurah continues based on the tour by discussing what the basic understanding of really where you punctuate this bracha. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael B'Tefila Sam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want our tefillos and Klal Yisrael in general to find favor in your eyes. V'Sheves Havodu L'Divir Beisecha V'Yishrei Yisrael U'Tefila Sam V'Avasek Avel Bratzon. Let's try to understand that. Return the avoda to the Beis Hamikdash, V'Yishrei Yisrael. What is the word V'Yishrei Yisrael? Yishrei. Yishrei, it's a funny word. And then in the article, there's a period. U'Tefila Sam V'Avasek Avel Bratzon. And with love, accept their tefillos. So one way to understanding is that on the one hand, there's a prayer to return the avoda to the Beis Hamikdash. Stop. V'Yishrei Yisrael, if that's the case, V'Yishrei Yisrael, like Ish, the fire offerings. Because everything goes up in smoke, goes up on the Mizbeach. V'Yishrei Yisrael. So return the avoda l'Divir Beisecha, V'Yishrei Yisrael, period. Then a new topic, U'Tefila Sam V'Avasek Avel Bratzon. And their tefillos you should accept. So there's one topic of carbon, one topic on tefillah. Others put the punctuation in a different place. They take out that period and they read it as follows: Hashem Yisrael es avoda l'vir beisecha. Stop. Return the avoda to the Beis Hamikdash. The Isha Yisrael usvila sam, and the Isha Yisrael and their tefillos, those go together, should be accepted. So we're asking with this understanding, we're asking that Hashem not only accept our tefillos, He should also accept our karbanos. Okay, not such a surprise. The tefillos bizman hazeh are in place of the karbanos. We don't have the hakrovas hakarbanos anymore, so we have tefillah instead. We want Hashem to accept both of them. There is, based on a medrash, fascinating interpretation over here of Isha Yisrael, Ish, right? In addition to having that connotation of Ish, it's also Ish, the people. What do you mean? Hashem's going to accept the people? Are we applying for a job? What exactly are we trying to be accepted for? So the Medrash says that the Malach Michael, what does he do all day? Makrib nishmosen shel tzadikim al mizbeach shomayla. He's busy offering the nishmos of tzadikim on the mizbeach in Shemayim. What that means, very hard to understand. Some understand that the Baal Tani writes like this, that it's the Mesiras Nefesh, right? When we talk about being Makrib a Korban, there's a song based on the Haredim, as Korban Akriv Lo Es Nafshi, right? As Nafshi Hayukara, that the way that you bring a Korban with yourself is a sense of Mesiras Nefesh, of what you would give up to do a mitzvah, to learn some more Torah, whatever the sacrifice is, that's the Isha Yisrael. The Neshamos of Tzadikim are a fulfillment of that Korban. But be that as it may, again, different ways to understand it. If we learn this to be telling us, and this is so practical. We're going to say Shemoneh Esrei in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, three and a half. Isha Yisrael, Tefillah Sam, what are we asking for? Hashem, accept our tefillos, accept us, accept our tefillos. If anyone's paying attention, what happened to Shema Kolenu? Right before Shema Kolenu, Hashem, hear our tefillos. Chutz Barachim Lenu, Kabel Barachim and Brotzen Tefillos Einu. Hashem, accept our tefillos. And then we turn the page, we go to the next bracha and saying the exact same thing. What's up, Shah? What's up, Shah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. The word ritze has a very specific connotation. He brings a pasuk that we find it by the Karbonos. The nirtzalo lechaper alof. Nirtzalo lechaper, right? The korban should be accepted leratzon. Pasuk we're familiar with from the Yom Noroim. Listen to this. Vaviyosim el har kodshi. I will bring them to my holy mountain, to our bais beis hamikdash. Visimachtim beveis tefilasi. Okay, there's a dual significance of beis hamikdash. There's karbonos, there's tefilos. Then continue. Visimachtim beveis tefilasi. Olosehem vizivchehem liratzon al mizbechi. The olos and the other karbonos should be liratzon. Ki veisi veis tefila yikar l'chol amim. Because my house is a house of tefila. How do you even understand the pasuk? We're talking about karbonos and tefilos. Karbonos and tefilos. The pshat is because, as we said, the tefila is in place of a karbon. We need to make a special prayer. Hashem, in Shmak Oleinu, hear us what we're asking for. Then we come to Ritzei, we're asking for something different. Don't just accept the tefila as a request, as a supplication. Accept the tefila as a karbon. L'rotzon, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, not just to hear the words, but also to convert it, to give it a new significance that it's in the place of our karbonos. Right? So Shmak Oleinu and Ritzei have two totally different functions. One is the acceptance of the tefila qua my prayer in the classic sense, and the second pasuk is the second bracha, the second request is it should be accepted as a karbon. This is a very, very important concept. The parallel, the comparison of tefila and the karbon. I'll just give two brief examples. Okay, but we could talk about this for a long time, and believe it on another occasion we will. We turn back to Simen Tzadiches, who talks about the karbonos. I'm sorry, where it talks about the karbonos of tefila. This is the Shulchan Aruch. This is not a Musar Sefer. This is the Shulchan Aruch. HaTfila hi b'makom ha-karbon. Tefila is in place of a karbon. Ulchein tzarech lizar shetei dugmas ha-karbon b'kavana. The way that I daven has to reflect the karbon. So, fascinating. One example he says is makom kavua. What's a makom kavua? Why do we make such a big deal? We kick people, we start machlokas and fights and kick people out of my seat. Makom kavua, what's a big deal? So one level, Rav Dessler talks about this. We learned it from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was makbid to go right back to where he davened the day before because that place was already invested with a kedusha and his tefillos would be more effective. If he davened in that place again, if he comes to a base medrash where there's Torah, there's tefillah, those help bring it up to Shemayim. Another reason for makom kavua is because if you daven in a different place, a different shul, every time you show up to a new place, oh, look at the stained glass over there. You know, you start noticing all the things. If you see, even on a different side of the shul, oh, I have a new friend. I haven't shmoozed with him in a while. Makom kavua keeps me grounded. But explain to Shulchan Aruch, you know what else? Kvias makom kamo ha-karbonos. Having a specific place to sit in shul is just like in the Beis HaMikdash. If you look through Ezehu Makoma, and we say at the end of Karbonos in the morning, the Chattis is Makar over here in the north, and this one is over there. Every part of the Avodah has a specific location. By implanting myself, by giving myself a specific position in the shul, I'm taking part of a unique set of marching orders that also helps contribute to that conversion of the tefillah into a karbon. It's a whole different world. You envision yourself in the Beis HaMikdash. I could go on for a long time. I'll just stop with one last point. This is my favorite. Part of the comparison between tefillah and karbon is also kavana. If you learn the mesechtos that talk about the karbonos, the avoda, the kohen has to have all the right intentions. He has to have in mind when you're going to eat it, when you're going to offer it. It all has to be in his mind. The tefillah also must be with proper kavana. Lo ya'ari b'machshav acheres, should not be distracted with anything else. So it's a perfect opportunity for make my weekly plug. Please remember to shut your phones off before Maariv. And you know what? A warm but strong encouragement. Leave it in the car when you come in from Mincha. You've heard me say it before. Your message will still be there when you come back, when you get to the car, and your tefillah will be elevated more easily to a karbon. וכאן רק אשר אומר, צריך לשבור אוכל זק את ישראל, ופיר חלב למתור המצו, שנאמר לך, ובית סמן צדקו, יגדיל תורו וידיר. Getting back to where we started, this would help answer the initial question. The Rav explained that the duchening, as we find in Mishnayos and Tumid and the Seder of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, duchening would only take place following Hakrovas HaKarbon, after Karbon would be brought. For example, in the morning, duchening would take place after the preparation and the offering of the Karbon Tumid Shel Shachar, the morning Karbon that was brought every single morning, followed by that would be duchening. So the concept of Ritzei, converting our tefillos, as it were, into this new level of significance of karbon would be a prerequisite for the duchening that follows. So we could argue that in the afternoon, mincha, when there's no duchening, Ritzei could be left out because that prerequisite is not called for. But, of course, accepted practice is that we add Ritzei in all of our tefillos, as the Shulchan Aruch says.